Opponents of Central Maine Power's proposal to cut a new transmission corridor through western Maine are bearing down on efforts to get the company to come up with alternatives to the existing plan. CMP says it's made some adjustments aimed at appeasing concerns raised by conservation groups and others, including a recent pledge to not use herbicides in a long section of the corridor. Fred Bever reports.
The most controversial stretch of the power corridor, called Segment 1, would extend 53 miles from the Canadian border into Maine's North Woods and over to Carrituck. CMP has acknowledged that the project would cause some ecosystem damage along that stretch by clearing a 150-foot swath of woodlands, crossing trout streams, and filling wetlands and vernal pools. Early on, CMP said it would mitigate project impacts by securing permanent conservation easements for some 2,000 acres of land elsewhere and pay the state about $6 million for further land acquisition.
Well, from the beginning, we made a commitment to be out in the community and hear concerns that were raised associated with the project, and then to the degree that we had the ability to improve the project.
Thorne Dickinson is vice president for business development at CMP's parent company, Avangrid Networks. He notes that last year the company said it would bury the high-voltage power line under the Kennebec River Gorge rather than string it above, and since then the company has offered to manage some areas to ease deer travel and to minimize view impacts from Coburn Mountain and along Moxie Pond. And just last week, CMP offered to forego using herbicides on the Canada to Carrituck section.
That's an issue we've been looking at for some time, and Central Maine Power, as part of this, will be using this 53-mile piece to try this out. And we believe that we can do this in a reasonable way, and we think it improves the overall project and responds to interests and concerns that were raised by people around the project.
Some of the conservation groups opposing the project are unimpressed.
This is really not a measure that is going to reduce the severe environmental impacts of this project.
Nick Bennett is senior scientist at the Natural Resources Council of Maine, the state's largest environmental advocacy group. The herbicide measure and other adjustments CMP has made, he says, are window dressing.
This project will still cause severe habitat fragmentation in an area that's critical for many animals' migratory routes. It will still wreck high-quality brook trout stream habitat by removing shade and warming waters. It will still increase the susceptibility of the entire 53-mile region to invasive species.
NRCM, Trout Unlimited, and the Appalachian Mountain Club are all opposing CMP's efforts to win environmental permits from state and federal regulators, and even some conservation groups that haven't taken a formal position for or against are joining the opponents in demanding that regulators require CMP to provide a more detailed and robust analysis of alternatives. Those could include burying all or parts of Segment 1 underground or co-locating it with existing roadways. Rob Wood is a policy analyst at the Nature Conservancy.
Undergrounding along Route 201 would be the most preferable mitigation method. Undergrounding along Spencer Road would be another preferable mitigation method. And then beyond that, we've also requested more information on the possibility of using taller pole structures to maintain a mature forest canopy in the right of way.
In recent filings with the State Department of Environmental Protection, CMP says most of those initiatives would likely be technically unworkable, could cause more environmental harm than the existing overhead route, and could be so costly that the project would not be economically viable. Parties to the DEP permit case gather in Bangor tomorrow for a day-long hearing on those issues. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.